Bree and Gawndy. Nova 106.9.
Just after 7 for your Sunday morning. Hello, Bree.
Hello, Gawndy.
We're back.
I know. I didn't think we would.
It's good to be back.
It feels like forever, doesn't it?
Why didn't you think we'd be back?
I don't know.
You just thought it was the end.
I thought you were never coming back.
Of our Sunday morning show. It's not Sundays.
Yeah.
Without a bit of Bree and Gawndy.
I know, right?
I always say that.
I was going to say no one else says that.
On Sunday mornings.
Just you.
Hey, your mum hit me up this week because it's been a couple of weeks since we've been on.
Yeah.
So we've had all sorts of different things. AFL Grand Final.
Big Radio Awards was happening.
Radio Awards was happening, so we couldn't get the show on the air. But your mum has called me in that time.
She loves a chat.
And hit me up to get a brand new segment on the air.
What? She suggested a segment?
She suggested a segment for this show, which is hilarious.
Oh, I can just imagine what she's come up with.
I don't know if it's going to work, but she just called me out of the blue. First thing she says on the phone to me.
It's about time, Gawndy.
Your mum from Stanthorpe, Queensland.
Yeah. Good old Stanthorpe.
Suggesting
hi, Mum, if you're listening.
Segments for this show.
That's who comes up with our content, my mum.
I think we put it to the test. Yeah, so if the show's no good,
then
just blame your mum die.
In Stanthorpe, call her up.
More tickets. I've heard you've been giving away the tickets to Paranormal Activity this morning.
Yes.
We have six.
Oh, we're giving away stacks.
Six doubles.
If you think you can last in that movie theatre, I can't.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. Here's Macklemore. Macklemore, Ryan Lewis with Downtown here on Nova. It's Bree and Gawndy. You can get involved in our show anytime you like, of course. 13 24 10. It has been a couple of weeks since we've done this show. I think the last show we did, we had Jarrell Yao Yee.
Oh, yeah, we did too.
On the phone to talk about the grand final.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Heading into that, we're going for the Broncos. What a game.
The best game.
Best game.
Not even grand final. The best game I've ever seen.
Even better than Origin that I've seen.
Oh, same. I'd go that far too. Actually, to be honest, Cowboys finished like a Queenslander finish.
Okay.
That's happened before in Origin.
Well, see, I could tell it was a good game because I sat down with my uncle and my nan to watch the game. It was a rocking party, guys.
I was going to say,
and
woo!
It was crazy times.
Did you get out the spritzers?
And they're not massive rugby fans, but at the end of the game, they were like, wow. That was awesome.
Amazed. Because you're all AFL, but.
Well, yeah, well, we're not sort of from WA. We are from WA.
We're kind of roundabouts from WA.
We're from WA, so. But we, like, love the game. I could
anyone
tell.
Anyone could appreciate that game.
Even Nan was like, I'm a massive Jonathan Thurston fan now.
Of course she is.
She loves Jonathan Thurston.
After
all
that
about.
Game, how could you not?
She's thirsty for Thurston. She is, dead set.
I just imagine your Nan and Thurston.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of weeks since that game, but they're doing the regional tour with the trophy.
Yeah.
And I think I saw on the news that it ends in sort of Cairns, I think, at 4 o'clock today.
Okay.
And they get handed the keys to the city.
Do you reckon that's weird?
For far north Queensland. And I always think, what does the keys to the city get you?
What does that mean?
Can they go anywhere?
Is it a universal key that opens up JB Hi-Fi down the road?
Yeah, anything in Cairns.
They can go watch TV when they want to.
Help yourself to a couple of iPods.
Open up McDonald's when they want.
We know they've got they've got a lot of dodgy backpackers in Cairns.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can just let themselves in there whenever they want. I honestly think, if you've got the keys to the city and you're Jonathan Thurston and you let yourself into some random's house... I mean, at first they'd be scared.
And then they go, wait a minute.
Hang on, is that?
Oh, mate, come on in, mate.
Jonathan Thurston, bloody hell. Come on in, mate.
Pull up a chair.
Yeah, do what you like.
Have a Forex.
Yeah, have my spot in the bed right there. Hit you up, you don't want to rap back.
Bree and Gawndy on Nova. Have you ever thought about, Gawndy, within your group of friends, there's always the cheap one?
Yeah, well, I get told I'm the cheap one.
See, I don't know if I'd call you cheap. You're definitely kind of thrifty.
I don't agree with that. I think I'm pretty generous with my money. Do you want $5 right now?
Yeah.
I don't have it on me at the moment.
Of course you don't. But no, I don't think you're cheap. But there's certain friends in my group that are definitely the cheap ones.
Yeah.
Like, I've got this one friend and she hates, like, you know when you park at Carindale?
Yeah.
She will go downstairs and move her car so she doesn't have to pay $2.
Just before the 3 hour
just
mark?
Just before the three hours. Even if she's only staying an extra 15, 30 minutes.
Get out.
She will move her car.
What, so drive it out of the car park?
Yes.
And then drive it back in?
Yes, and then
have to
find another car park.
Oh.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But I came across this show. You know how we like weird shows.
Well, you like weird shows.
Well, I like weird shows.
Yeah, we do like weird shows.
And this one's called Extreme cheapskates.
Okay.
And these people, compared to my friend, are a whole new
right.
level.
They push the limits.
Oh, they push okay. the limits. Listen to this lady.
Nova. My family and I are so cheap that we all share one tub of water a day. We don't have cooties. We're never that dirty. It just makes sense to use the same water. We use cold water. And the whole family takes a bath. My husband will take a bath. Oh. Then I do. Then Bob. Then Ronnie. Oh. And it saves us a lot of money.
How many people are taking a bath in that water?
Well, I'm sorry, you do have cooties. if you're all sharing the one bath water, cooties are spreading.
Isn't that disgusting?
That is full on.
But then
imagine
thought,
being the last one in that.
I know.
If there's like
if you're
seven.
The first one, fine.
Hey, Jimmy, all the others have done it. Come on, jump in.
Imagine if they all did Tough Mudder.
Oh,
that's wrong. But then it got even worse, Scorndy.
Nova. I don't buy toilet paper. I use newspapers that we give free in town. Take that one sheet. You don't need more than that. You crumple it up. You use it. And then you put it, when you get done, into this bag. And when this bag's full, we take it out and burn it.
They're wiping their bum with...
What?
And then I thought, Gordy, we get a lot of free newspapers at Nova, you know?
I mean, that's just going to waste.
I know, we could save some money.
Free and Gordy on Nova.
Now, I want to talk about, just quickly, semi-professional people
okay.
doing amateur things. Because...
What does that even mean?
Well, there's a video that I saw on Facebook. I think it was your Facebook page. Because okay. you guys have been doing... I don't know where this started, but you guys have been doing a bit of karaoke. What's with the karaoke these
I
days?
I do enjoy a bit of the karaoke.
You love the karaoke. Because you went on it like a... You went with some friends.
Yeah.
And then you decided, we're going to do this every week.
We should make this a weekly thing.
Guys. Let's do karaoke all the time. It's going to be great. And... amongst our friends is a semi-professional singer, Angela.
Yes, Angela. She's pretty great.
She's great. She could be professional.
If she
in my
wanted
opinion.
To. Yep. If she had a bit of, you know, determination.
Yes.
And she wasn't lazy.
Penned a few songs.
Yeah. She could make
she's
something.
She's sort of Jessica Mowboy style.
She sounds exactly like it.
When it comes to her getting up on the karaoke stage.
Okay.
How does that process go? Like, does she go, guys, I've got this. I'm a professional singer. Sit back and relax.
To be honest, no.
Really?
It's not like that at all. The last time we were there, we had to, like, I actually put in the thing for karaoke against her will.
Oh, she...
She hated it.
What, so she goes to karaoke but doesn't want to get up and do it?
No. She was there for it to have a couple of drinks and have a good time.
Here's the audio from the video that was posted of Angela, very good singer. You may have seen her kicking around town doing some
gigs. She has a lot of gigs around town.
This is her working for free, basically. That's Beyonce she's singing there.
Yeah.
And hitting the notes well.
It's not easy.
Nah. She's good. She's good.
So good.
Who gets up after Angela is my question. Does anyone,
can you imagine? It was so awkward when we were there. Everyone was like, oh, my God. And everyone, like, kind of sat up and was like, this is great. The guys at the karaoke, if you're good, they give you free drinks.
Okay.
They gave her 6 free drinks.
6.
So she got her money's worth that
killing
night,
it. That's why you bring her along.
Yeah, most she's ever got paid.
How many drinks did you get?
None.
Brian Gaundy, Nova 106.9.
Anyone who knows me, Gaundy, knows that for a long time I struggle with my allergies. For years I've really struggled with bad hay fever, sinus, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And recently my sister, who also has the same problem, she has found this new amazing that helps her with her allergies.
Specific to hay fever or just in general?
Specific to, if you're allergic to something. So say you're allergic to cats.
Yep.
And you get like, you know, a rash or something.
Your sister is the new bubble boy. She's wrapped in a bubble.
So it's really easy. She just gets into the bubble and she can make her way around. Yeah, it's really simple. But my mum was saying, she goes, I'm gonna book you into this specialist to get this same thing that my sister's getting done.
Yeah.
And my mum said it's helped Amber tenfold. She's totally better. And I was like, oh, perfect. Sign me up then. When am I going in?
Mm-hmm.
So she signed me up to this specialist and I went into the appointment the other day. She didn't tell me, Gaundy, that you have to, this is what the thing is. You have to get a needle essentially they test you for anything that you're allergic for. And then once they find that out, they mix up this serum and then you get an injection every week for 2 months and then every month for 2 years.
Yeah, right.
To help you with your allergies.
Okay.
Essentially, so they put like some of whatever you're allergic into your system so you can like build up a tolerance to it.
How's your sister finding the needle regime?
She hates
Does
it.
Does she?
My mum did not specify that
the needle side of things.
I hate needles.
Right.
I was like, do you really think that this is the best option for me right now?
Yeah, but if you're allergy free, because I suffer hard from hay fever.
You do as well.
Yeah, I
cop it hard. Your girlfriend told me that.
Anyone that suffers hay fever will know, like, it knocks you about if it gets
your
heart.
It does, and it changes your whole day.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't hear most of the time. I can hear myself talking.
You can't hear from hay fever.
That's why my allergies mess up my sinus.
So
I get that thing where you can hear yourself talking.
Maybe that's what was wrong with you when you thought you were dying that
time.
No, I don't mean to bring it back to that.
Google didn't say that it was allergies, Gordy.
Google said that you were dying.
Exactly.
Good old Google doctor. Always a good help.
Bree and Gordy on Nova.
Lost Frequencies. Reality. Nova 106.9 with Bree and Gordy. It was a packed house last night, Bree, for Robbie Williams.
Don't tell my mum you went to that.
I actually thought of your mum last night when I was at the
of
show.
Of course you did.
She'd be a massive Robbie
Huge
fan, wouldn't she?
Robbie fan.
It was a great show last night. Good entertainment.
I imagine it would be an awesome show. He'd put on a great one.
Yeah, so last time he came out, I think he did sort of like this swing sort of show, like a bit of a crooner Michael Bublé style. And
was that at Suncorp?
No, I think it was Entertainment Centre as well.
Okay, because I remember one time he came out here and he got in trouble for lighting up a cigarette Suncorp.
He can get away with whatever he wants.
Yeah,
Robbie Williams
did it that night.
Up on that stage. So last time he did the swing show, this one last night was just nothing but hits.
Okay, that's the best show. Oh, that's the show you want to go see.
It was amazing. Just hit after hit and he just rolled them out.
You've been going to a lot of old school acts lately, haven't you? I saw on your Facebook you went to Boys to Men.
Well, that was because my sister's husband loves them.
Oh, your sister's husband's cousin's sister's
loves Boys to Men. So I went along for that at the Eaton's Hill Hotel. Maybe I'm just starting to get to that.
I think Gordy just loves a bit of Boys to Men.
Yeah, but
trying to reminisce.
But I also love a bit of One Direction. That's the thing about me.
You do mix
it
up, which is good.
I like to mix things up a little bit. But we had amazing seats last night.
Really?
For the show. Yeah. Great seats. Shout out to the support band, actually, Lawson, who came into Nova here.
Oh, is that where you got the tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which was great. So shout out to those guys. But we sat next to this, how do I say, really old lady.
Okay.
How do I say that?
She just said it. You didn't even dance around it.
And I think she thought she was getting swing, smooth, charming Robbie Williams.
How disappointed she was.
She got foul mouth, 90s.
Get your bits out.
Get your bits out, Robbie Williams.
That's the best kind.
Oh, man, I just pictured her getting her bits free.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Things were flying everywhere.
She was not happy. The look on her face.
Not impressed.
She's never heard anyone swear like a trooper like that in her life.
Was he swearing a lot?
Yeah.
He does, doesn't he? He's
he
got
was
a foul
going
mouth.
Nuts.
Yeah. That's awesome. I wish I'd have went to that show.
No, it was a good show. Packed house last night.
That's awesome.
For anyone that saw it.
Bree and Gordy on Nova.
So wake up. The Vamps with Wake Up. You're on Nova. It's Bree and Gordy on Nova 106.9. What's your take on de-sexing a dog?
Okay.
Because some people are all for it, and then other people are like, ooh, no, don't mess with that part.
Don't mess with the bits.
Don't mess with the bits.
My take, I think it makes them a better dog, a better pet.
Relaxes them?
Yeah. If you're keeping the dog as a pet and not to breed them.
Okay.
If it's just your pet, then way better dog if it's de-sexed.
When I first got our puppy Patch, Blue English Staffy.
Yeah.
He's about
beautiful.
He's a great little dog. He's 10 months old now.
So much energy.
When we first got him, I was like, nah, not going to get him de-sexed.
Yeah,
he's
you were
great.
Not about it.
Now he's a little terror.
I'm telling you, because they get to that age, he's like a teenage boy with like
exactly
massive amounts of hormones happening.
Well, he's going through the terrible twos for dogs at the moment, which in dog years, 14. So it's about that time.
he's a teenager.
Where he starts to think about
the ladies.
And he's trying to escape at the moment from the house.
And I said to you, it's because there'd be a dog that would be on heat.
Yeah, so he's... he's out there looking for it.
Yeah.
And so we've decided to go through with the...
so you're getting it done.
Yeah.
Such a good decision.
We've booked it in.
Good.
End of October.
I hope
it's
he
happening.
Doesn't know about it.
No, I'm trying to slowly feed him information so he's prepared.
But, give him a pamphlet. Now, if you just want to read through this.
He doesn't know it's coming, but it's coming.
Oh.
But in the meantime, while he's trying to get out and do this sort of thing...
naughty stuff.
Stuff, you know what I'm talking about.
No, we don't, Gaundy. What are you talking about?
Someone has recommended to me that we should go and find him a fake mate, okay? So they said he needs something to release the urges a little bit. So we've gone down to Kmart to go shopping for a teddy bear.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a stand-in dog. You're talking about a fake
exactly,
dog.
Exactly, that he can have his way with.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
So... the thing, when I got down to Kmart, though, and I'm looking at all the teddy... I feel bad for the teddy bears. Like, they're looking back at me with these little faces.
God.
And I know what's coming for them.
Not good stuff.
Not good stuff. So I started taking photos of the bears. So if you flick across there, there's a nice little owl there.
What, to send them to Patch? Do you like this
just
one?
No,
what
about this? So there's a little owl there, and the
there's
owl's cute.
A whale?
The whale was cute. Whale was all right. Whale teddy bear.
A picture of your girlfriend, Jamie.
With the...
testing a reindeer out.
Okay, pass it back. Oh, no. I forgot that photo was in there.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is Jamie testing out the reindeer.
Just for Patch.
So there was an owl, a teddy bear.
Okay.
A reindeer.
Yep.
And a little fish thing.
Okay.
Yeah, a little whale thing. So it was... we were trying to work out which would be the perfect mate for Patch.
I think looking at them and knowing Patch... he would be most attracted to a reindeer.
We went the reindeer.
I knew it. See, I just know him.
We went the reindeer.
I looked up his RSVP. He said, reindeers are my thing.
The poor little reindeer, though, honestly.
Yeah.
It looked at me with its little reindeer face.
Yeah.
And I just passed it over to my dog Patch.
Yeah.
And that was the last we saw of the little reindeer.
You know about reindeers. You know what they say about reindeers.
What do they say
They're
about
reindeers? So horny.
What?
They got big horns.
Of course. Oh, my God.
Oh, let's move on.
Oh, Patch had a great time. Rudimental, Ed Sheeran, Lay It All On Me here on Nova.
Brian Gaundy, Nova 106.9.
Ed Sheeran's brand new song with Rudimental, it's Lay It All On Me. Nova 106.9 with Brian Gaundy. 13 24 10's our number.
Oh, the time's come, has it?
I think the time's come. Round up your mother, Di, on the phone for us, if you could.
Okay.
Just let her know
right
now. Well, let me just play some audio of a phone call that I got during the week. So I do the Arvo shift here during the week.
Yeah, every weekday here at Nova.
Yep, and your mum called me out of the blue. Not on the competition line. Somehow she got the studio line.
I don't know how she does this stuff.
Called me direct, demanded to get on air. This is the...
oh, my God.
This is a piece of the phone call. So your mum dies. She lives in country Stanthorpe.
And she's just calling you up on a whim.
We love getting her on this show. People love her. People always quote her to us. Have a listen to her call to me.
It's about time, Gaundy.
What?
Brisbane needs... a guy.
What is going on, Di? What can I do? What can I do for you?
Brisbane needs a dose of Di. Come up with a new segment.
Okay, what is it?
Dr. Di.
Okay, yeah. And what happens?
They send in their problem, or they phone in their problem.
Okay.
And I'll have a solution.
Right, so a bit like Google.
Yes, but better.
Better than Google.
Yeah, more personality.
Yeah, I like it. And you're not going to tell everyone that they're dying like Google does.
No, not really.
So here's what we need.
Oh, my God.
Are we going to try and make this thing work?
Yeah, let's give it a go. She seems keen.
I told her there's a chance it's not going to work, Di.
People might not want to get involved.
Sunday morning, you know, people are just going about their Sunday morning doing
their
thing.
Happy-go-lucky. No one's got any problems.
Yeah, no one wants to think about their problems on a Sunday morning. But if you do and you want Di to help, she gives great advice.
She's a great mother instinct advice. If
you
need it, she will give it to you.
We'll see how it goes. We'll get her on the phone. Dr. Di, brand new segment.
And we'll throw in some tickets to Paranormal Activity.
13, 24, 10.
Bree and Gaundy on Nova.
Zara Larsson, some brand new stuff here on Nova. It's Never Forget You. Nova 106.9 with Bree and Gaundy. We don't want to come across as lazy, but...
but we are.
If you've got any segment ideas, we're open to hear them.
Yeah.
Your mum's hit us up this week. Di, actually, let's get your mum, Di, on for a second.
Is she there?
Morning, Di.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
We're good. Welcome back to the show. How's Country Stanthorpe going for you?
Well, it was very racy yesterday. I tell you, Gaundy, I'm feeling a little bit seedy. I think it was something I ate.
Did you just say the word seedy?
You had a few drinks last night, Di, at the races.
Yeah, had a couple most of the afternoon, Gaundy.
You might just have to do a bit of Netflix and chill today, you know what I'm saying?
She doesn't
know.
No,
what the big breaky.
Netflix and chill. So your brand new segment idea that you've got for us is called Dr. Di, isn't it?
Yes, and definitely.
You want to help people with their problems?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I've got you some theme music. The theme from ER.
What, Mum, do you think you give good advice?
I think I give good old-fashioned advice. I think it's lacking in the media these days.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's good. We like it. Well, we've got Wendy on with us this morning. Wendy, what's your problem for Dr. Di?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Wendy. Well, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Well, the reason I'm ringing is because I've got four children, and they're all girls.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I know that you're not a psychic or anything, but should I try later on to see if I can have a boy or if it's going to be another girl? I don't know.
Wendy, I've got the absolute advice for you. Have you ever heard of... there's an actual recipe for having a boy.
No, I haven't.
What's the recipe, Doc?
No, honestly, if you go on the internet, you will find what you're eating and what your husband can eat, and
Di.
You can actually end up with a boy. We did.
Di, you can't, as a doctor or someone that gives life advice, you can't point people towards the internet. That's why they come to you. So what is it that we eat, Di, if we want to have a boy?
Well, mainly very, very strong coffee for the male.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you like coffee, Wendy?
I drink coffee every now and then, but...
Well, up the coffee intake.
Just keep...
No, guys. Oh. Not Wendy, her husband.
Oh. Don't get it wrong, Gaundy. They could end up with another girl.
I see. So, okay.
That's
so what's your husband's name, Wendy?
Oh, Edwin.
Okay, so he has to up the coffee intake.
Just start forcing it upon him.
I'll put some in his protein powder.
Exactly.
Good idea.
Yes, yes. Is he up for having another baby?
Maybe not, but...
So this is just your idea, Wendy. All right.
This is just my idea.
We'll just up the coffee intake. All right.
Hilarious.
Well, that's good advice. Are you happy with the advice, Wendy?
I'm happy with it.
Does the segment get the tick of approval?
It's been tried and tested, Wendy, I can tell you now. Because I had the two girls
so far
and then...
been working.
Okay.
What we've tried hasn't been working.
Wendy, if you go through with it and you up your husband's coffee intake and then don't have a boy...
Are we liable?
I'll ring you back. I'll ring you back. Even if it's in like a year or two, I'll be like, remember me.
We're liable for that child.
Blame it on Dr. Di.
No, Di.
I like the segment.
I don't mind it.
I think it's got legs. Nice work.
I think
work.
She's got potential.
Nice work, Di.
No problem. No problem at all.
No problem too big or too small for Dr. Di.
She'll sort it.
Bree and Gaundy, Nova 106.9.
Hey, I had a mate that popped the question last night, Bree.
You're at that age, Gaundy.
I am. It's getting to that time. Even
weddings.
With Jamie, my girlfriend, I'm starting to get that question, so
when are you going to
propose?
You need to lock that down, by the way. You're never going to do any better than that.
I know that. Just give me
some
time.
She's the top of the crop.
All right. Don't make her think she's better than she is. We know, all right? I'm doing well for myself. Another guy doing well for himself is my mate Billy. He's got a lovely girlfriend, Sarah, now fiance.
Hello, Billy.
Billy. Oh, great.
He's lost for words.
Live radio, how good is that? Jesus.
We're killing it.
I'll try and call him back one more time.
What's it called when you have to, like, make up time? Oh. Is it called padding?
Just relax, guys. It's fine.
Gondi.
Yeah, here he is. There we go. We're doing live radio here, Billy.
Hello, Work Billy. With us.
Guys, I hope that's not a sign of things to come.
Yeah, it's a rocky start, isn't it?
What a way to start. I've got to say, I actually agree with Bree, mate. You are batting way above your average. You've got to lock your girlfriend down.
Yeah. I totally agree.
You know what that is? That's Billy having done it last night going, geez, I hope the rest of my mates do it pretty soon. Otherwise,
I don't want to be the only one doing this.
I don't want to be the only one engaged. But I've been a part of this engagement from the start, haven't I, Billy? Like, you sort of told me early days that you were thinking of doing it and you put the plans in place.
You're almost the Will Smith to my engagement, mate. You're almost Hitch, the mastermind behind all this.
God.
Yeah, we'd planned this in a couple of weeks' time. And actually, we're going to go back to Cairns. Or to Port Douglas. That's where Sarah and I met when we were working up there. And I just, it was almost burning a hole in my pocket, mate. I just had to do it yesterday.
Yeah, so why did you jump 2 weeks early? Why did you jump straight into
why
it?
Why couldn't you wait?
I think the anticipation. A lot of people kind of knew that it was about to happen and knew that we planned a weekend away. And I just thought, you know what? We'll do it here. But it almost didn't happen yesterday afternoon because, you know, nice afternoon in Brizzy, the sun setting. I thought I'd, you know, a little bit of a picnic up on the balcony overlooking the city. But Sarah decides to have a bit of an arvo nap.
Yeah.
And the sun starts to set.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it starts to get a little bit darker than planned.
Yeah.
And then she wants to watch the news and it pops on at 6 o'clock. 10 past 6 comes, 20 past 6 comes. I'm thinking I'm just going to pack it up and go to Cairns by myself.
Yeah. But you did it at home in the end. And don't you feel like you've lost that bit of... Because you were going to do it back when you very first met, at the place you guys met. So you've just done it on your balcony at home.
That would have been Gilligan's, Gaunty, and that wouldn't have been too romantic.
Oh, the backpackers
in
Cairns.
But you know what I like about it, Billy, though? I like that it was spontaneous. You couldn't wait, and I think that's nicer than something really planned out.
Thanks, Bree. I just thought that was probably more us to do it that way, so yeah, it was all good.
And so were you nervous going into it? Because I'd be crapping my dax when it comes to me. Did you cry?
Yeah, well, all the hard work had been done, Gaunty, organising all the important things. Yesterday was pretty easy. So, because I had a plan. I said to Sarah, come on, babe, we've got to go upstairs and make the bed, you know, the tedious stuff that we're going to do for the rest of our lives together. And she didn't want to come up and do it. So that was, when she got up, she actually was probably dirty that I was trying to get her to do housework.
She almost missed her own engagement.
It sounds like a mess, mate. She was asleep. You've convinced her to come upstairs to make the bed,
Gordy's
and then you pop the question.
Look at him. He's such a romantic. He's
mate,
mortified.
That just sounds like an underwhelming proposal to me.
He's already taking notes. I know what he's doing. Fine.
I agree. He actually is. He's taking down notes.
Was there tears, Billy? Did you cry?
Look, there might have been a couple. It was pretty dusty yesterday afternoon, I think, yeah.
See, I love this guy.
Ladies would.
Yeah.
Hey, the thing I wanted to bring up with you, Billy, is that when you sort of first told me we're at dinner and I'd had a couple of drinks, and I've thought about this since, I said to you at the time, I don't even know why I said this. This is the first thing that came out of my mouth. I said, surely I'd be the best man, eh?
Oh, listen to Gordy.
I mean, I felt bad ever since then because you were like, oh, yeah, and felt like you sort of had to say that.
Sorry, Gordy, technical difficulties, mate. Okay, what's that?
You're breaking up.
I feel bad asking to be the best man, but, like, can I be the best man or...?
Well, don't beg.
can you or is this I am or are you trying to marry me?
I've never been in this situation where...
It's always got to be about Gaunty, Billy.
I just want to be a best man at some point and I see this as a great opportunity. I'll trade you, all right? You can be mine one day.
Oh, now you're negotiating? Come on.
Hey, look, just think about it.
I'll give you two sheeps, a couple of cattle to be your best man. That's what we're doing. Back bartering days, mate.
I like how he's, like, avoided the question as well and hasn't just said yes or no.
He still hasn't said yes.
All right, mate. Congratulations. Nice work.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks for letting the people of Brisbane know this morning. I thought Sarah's going to be stoked.
Yeah.
She'll love it.
And that's another eligible bachelor off the market, Bree. Gone.
It's still you. They've still got you, Gaunty.
That's true.
Heartbreak sex. promises.
Brian Gaundy, Nova 106.9.
Have you been watching The X Factor?
I
just
have.
Before we go,
yeah.
I just wanted to point out my favourite guy on The X Factor is that Cyrus dude.
Do you think he's going to win?
I think he might. Yeah. And you know what? He's just got the most likeable personality. He seems like such a nice guy. But I can't get over the fact, you know, when they like announce them and they do like that big like showy thing before they sing.
Yeah.
I got a bit of audio from it. I can't understand what his last name is.
Cyrus?
Yeah, Cyrus. Play the audio and then we'll discuss.
Cyrus! Villanueva!
Villanueva. Villanueva.
Villanueva.
Cyrus Villanueva. Where's he from? Is he?
I don't know. I think his dad's like Vietnamese or something.
Oh, okay.
But if he gets famous, he should just go with Cyrus.
Just Cyrus.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Cyrus Villanueva. It's like Nathaniel. No one knows how to say it. Willemsey?
Willemsey.
Just go with Nathaniel, mate.
Bree and Gaundy on Nova.